This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to impact both the dairy and poultry industries. We'll have more right after this.
At Farm Credit Services of America, agriculture isn't just a business. It's our mission. And so we work to be more convenient, accessible, and innovative. To support each customer's business, help them manage risk, and grow their success. More than just another lender in agriculture, we work to be its most valued. Discover the difference. Nobody works for agriculture like Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
The current outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza, which traces all the way back to 2022, is unusual in not only the fact that it's infecting dairy cattle, but also that cases are continuing to be diagnosed in the warmer summer months. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said that even though the virus typically scales back in the summer, that's not the case this year.
Recently, we did have a few cases pop up in Colorado. We had 3.4 million birds affected in a couple of different egg production facilities. This was the largest outbreak so far in the U.S., concentrated in a single day. We have some good news on the dairy front. Things are slowing down just a little bit. Now, as we went through June, we started to see some days towards the end of June and getting through July where we had a couple of days where we didn't have any detections. Overall, we're up to about 172 total detections in dairy cattle.
Fortunately, Nelson said dairy markets haven't taken much of a hit.
You know, we see a reduction in milk production anywhere from 20 to 30%. That's one of the symptoms. And so in the South, especially, that dropped milk production around 2%. And at the same time, we saw demand kind of drop off to about 2%. So the prices and whatnot stayed about the same. Now, as things have gone on, detections in the South have slowed. Production has ticked back up.
Nelson added that this will continue to be a key storyline as we head into the fall. For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.